Yeah, man. Dig it.
Dig.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. A review of some of the things we talked about on the show. This isn't everything we talked about on the show. Just the top 5 things.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so much for downloading, subscribing, and leaving a review on iTunes. That's much appreciated. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hey there, Darren.
Hello, and the podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, Tech Drive in Milan. You'll also find them at West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Recreational waiting lists are available, and you can put your name in there. Reserve your time at ntillinois.com.
And we begin with number one today.
Number one.
Number one.
Families are complicated, right? I mean, you've got the family dynamics that sometimes the relationship can get a little strained. Things go a little sideways. When you throw in the heat and humidity of...
of summertime.
America's Wang, Darren.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We go down to... Florida. A couple of Florida family stories I wanted to share with you this morning. We begin in Ormond Beach, Florida, where a 64-year-old grandmother was arrested after she called the cops on her grandson, claiming that he was abusing her and forcing her to drink alcohol. Police noted that she was quite intoxicated at the time she made the phone call.
He was very successful.
When police arrived, the grandson told an officer that he had, in effect, poured out a bottle of vodka, which his grandmother was drinking. He had poured the bottle of vodka into the sink.
Uh-huh.
The officer asked the grandma about this. She quickly changed topics. Said she was being taken advantage of and verbally abused by all of her grandchildren.
So what you're saying is the opposite is true?
She added that she was irritated that her vodka bottle was poured out, saying, quote, he poured out a $25 bottle of vodka down the kitchen sink, and that would have lasted me a few weeks.
Oh, would it have?
Doesn't sound like it would have lasted a few weeks, Grandma. She then admitted to punching her grandson in the chest at least one time.
Because he was making her drink.
Mm-hmm. In fact, he was telling her to knock it off.
Right.
She said she punched him once. He said it was three times. Grandma ended up getting thrown in cuffs and taken to jail.
Uh-huh.
So the whole reason the cops are there is she called to say, I'm being abused by my grandson. They get there and grandson explains to the cops, it's quite the other way around.
As you can see, I'm quite sober.
Right. Right. That $25 bottle of vodka would have lasted me a couple of weeks. Can you get a big, giant bottle of vodka for $25? I mean, I'm guessing this isn't some sort of...
Grey Goose.
High-dollar vodka she's drinking, right?
No, that vodka wouldn't have lasted till the wheel. What's that come on at 6?
6:30.
6:30, yeah.
That's not going to get you to wheel, Grandma.
That isn't going to get you to the wheel.
That's a fun image. When you see an old lady in a liquor store, just picture this. She's trying to figure out how to get to the wheel.
Uh-huh. Will this be enough?
Meanwhile, another Florida story here. This one involving a young woman who battered her dad in an attempt to grab his genitals.
What?
Yeah, she was battering her father and attempted to grab his genitals during an argument over him not sharing his medical marijuana with her.
Uh-huh. Now, remember that day that she was born and you were trying to tell yourself that this is the happiest day of your life?
Cops allege that Dakota DeRenzio, who's 22 years old, got in a fight with her dad, Luigi, inside his residence at the Pelican Way Mobile Home Park in Sebastian, Florida.
I like the fact that people are still being named Luigi. That's nice.
Luigi DeRenzio.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Yeah, I'm looking at the arrest affidavit here, and the daughter told the cops that she and her dad were involved in an argument due to him sharing his medical marijuana with his friends.
But not her.
But not her. During the confrontation, she allegedly pulled her father to the ground, tearing his shirt. Luigi's girlfriend told the cops that little Dakota, who's 22 again, attack Luigi by pulling him down to the ground.
And maybe not little.
And attempting to grab his genitals. Yeah, she's 4'11".
Oh, she is. Okay, yeah. So she is small. But round? She's like a bowling ball.
She suffered scratch marks on her back during the incident. Grabbing your dad's genitals over medical marijuana, that would scare me straight, I think. I think I'd be off drugs. If I needed drugs so bad that I was grabbing my dad's junk,
well,
I'd say that's it.
He's sharing it with his friends.
But not with me.
Well, but maybe his friends who are older mm-hmm. have maladies as well.
Right. She just wants to have a good time.
You're 22 years old.
Right. Scheduled for arraignment on August the 18th and ordered by a judge not to have any contact with her father, Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
She's listed.
That's a spicy meatballs.
Appears to be a pot enthusiast based on her social media accounts.
Oh, is that right?
Atop her Twitter page is a large photo of a big marijuana bud.
Uh-huh.
And there's a post here on her Twitter that says, quote, "I don't smoke to party or to just get high. I smoke because of the way I look at life when I'm high."
Hmm. So she's a philosopher.
Her Instagram page includes a link to an online petition calling for changing the definition of hemp to allow up to 1% THC in the plant. So she's something of an enthusiast.
Sure. Who isn't?
But to be fighting with your dad and grabbing his junk, thinking that that's somehow going to get you what you want. I don't know.
Put him in the clamp.
Again, family dynamics are complicated for all of us. But when you're living in a peninsula,
mm-hmm.
surrounded by gators.
And the heat, my God, the heat.
Two.
Jeff Bezos's ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Quite a news. Looker. Quite
yeah,
a looker.
She is stunning.
Quite a looker. Both yeah. of them.
One of them is.
Him yeah. is him as well.
No.
Good looking guy.
No. No, he is not an attractive fellow.
Well, maybe not classically handsome, but just striking.
I mean, he's beautiful in the fact that he's the richest man on planet Earth, and that gives
you even talking about that.
Really? You think Jeff Bezos is attractive?
He's got a very different look that is... I find very attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his ex-wife, who did really well in the divorce settlement.
Good for her.
I mean, when you're getting divorced from the richest man on planet Earth.
Yeah, that should work out well.
Yeah, it did for her. And she says she's already given away $1.7 billion of her fortune.
Okay.
Got that money, couldn't get rid of it fast enough. $1.7 billion she's already given away. And also Mackenzie Bezos saying that she's going back to being called Mackenzie Scott, which I guess is her middle name. She wants you to call her Mackenzie Scott, not Mackenzie Bezos.
I could do that as well if I'd like.
Because your middle name is Scott?
Mm-hmm. Middle names, they're just weird. They're strange. It's
What's your problem with middle names?
You never really use them. I don't feel any sort of attachment to the name Scott in any way, shape, or form.
I'll share this with you. My middle name is Daniel.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to spell it. Like, I don't know. Is it I before E?
I think it
I
is.
I have to constantly...
I think it is.
I'm never confident.
Yeah.
When I have to use it, I don't know how to spell my
middle
name.
So you have no attachment to Daniel in any way, shape, or form either.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not
middle names, they're stupid.
I don't think they're stupid. They have a purpose.
They're not necessary.
Well, they're not necessary for people like you and I who have last names that aren't super ordinary last names.
If you're constantly using
When you're blessed with a beautiful bohemian last name...
That's true.
You don't have to worry about your middle
name. I was thinking...
But if you and I were Dave and Darren Smith, we'd probably want a middle
name. I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah. I wondered if you're ever influenced... Say you're a young lady... who has either a very common last name or a last name you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's ever influenced anybody as to who they end up with.
So that they get a
last name. So that they can, they can take on a last name. I mean, say that they're dating two guys. She likes both guys.
Right.
But
put that on that guy's last name is better than the other last name.
And she's someone who wants to get rid of her maiden name quick. Like, it's Betty Hitler. And she can choose between being Betty Smith or Betty Spaghetti. She would go with Eddie Spaghetti so she could be Betty Spaghetti rather than being Betty Smith.
Right, or you've got a very common name and the person that you're dating also has a very common name. And it's like, do I really want to trade in, you know?
I don't think.
Do I really want to trade in Jones for Johnson?
Yeah, I don't think that's really a consideration.
When I can have, you know. You don't think that's ever taken into consideration in any way, shape, or form?
No.
I like these two guys a lot, but the one guy's got a cooler last name.
My guess is that from the female perspective, that's just not something they think about. You and I have never been in a position where we've had to change our names.
No.
Although, did they ever try and talk you into taking a radio name? Did they ever say, like, hey, you should be Darren Scott? That's what they do is they have, if you have a name, they told me when I started my career that Dave Lavoro was never going to work because it was too ethnic, which, oh, wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. And I'm not, you know, take your middle name. You could be Dave Daniels. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go on the air and pretend to be somebody that I'm not. But a lot of people do that. And, you know, we had a friend who had a really cool last name and still used a fake radio name. And maybe people do that because they don't want the problems of, you know, being identified, or I don't know. I don't know why people do that.
Identified?
Well, like, if you...
You live in the Quad Cities.
Yeah, but, like, you know, you if you use your real name on the radio, and then you're in the phone book, and people can look you up...
Not
and,
in the phone book.
Yeah, but you have to pay extra to not be in the phone book, right?
Do I?
I don't know. I don't know why people... No judgment. Some people take fake names. It was never something that I was going to do. Did you ever consider doing that? Did they ever say, like, you should have a, you know, be Darren Scott, man. People will really dig that.
No one ever paid enough attention to me to even have that conversation. No.
Red hot Darren Scott in the morning.
No. Oh, I might do that. That's got a good ring to it.
I'd rather you didn't. It's too late for you now. You can't change your name now. You're an established property.
Oh, can't I?
No, you're not changing your name.
I could.
She says Mackenzie Scott has reverted from being Mackenzie Bezos. She says, back to the middle name I grew up with after my grandfather Scott.
What's her maiden name?
See, that's the thing. Why wouldn't you go back to your maiden name? I guess
wouldn't that be easier?
I would think so, but you know, when you got that kind of money, you do whatever you want.
I mean, you might have a wallet sitting around that's still got your name that way.
Yeah, she got, you know. She got billions and billions of dollars. She's worth $62 billion, Darren.
And she's given away 1.7?
Yeah.
Don't tell Larry. Don't tell him.
She has provided a rundown here of the 116 organizations that got a chunk of the $1.7 billion she gave away. Mm-hmm. Racial equality, LGBTQ equity, gender equity, economic mobility, empathy and bridging divides, functional democracy, public health, global development, and climate change. So yeah, she's worth $62 billion. She gave away 1.7, and she would like you now to call her Mackenzie Scott.
I will.
Yeah. So she was Mackenzie Scott Bezos, but that's not her... Help me out here. Is that her maiden name or not? Because if it's her maiden name, I'm very confused by this.
I'm Anne Margaret Bezos.
That's not her.
With a hyphen.
Her maiden name is Tuttle. She's Mackenzie Scott Tuttle. Then she gets married to Jeff Bezos. She's Mackenzie Scott Bezos, and now she just wants to be Mackenzie Scott. That's her brand.
Just call me Kitten with a Whip.
Sure.
And whatever we do, whatever, everyone promise, don't tell Larry.
They were married from 1993 to 2019. And, yeah, she got $35.6 billion in Amazon stock. Her husband got 75% of the couple's Amazon stock, but she's the third wealthiest woman in the world with the with the divorce settlement. Kept her last name instead of going to her maiden name, and now she's decided she wants to just go by her first name and her middle name. Mm-hmm. You do what you want.
Now, where does she live?
I imagine in some sort of undersea kingdom. You got that kind of money.
I'll have the Neptune salad.
Number three.
If I had started the year off by telling you in 2020, one of the things we'd be talking about a lot is a coin shortage, You would have said I was a crazy person. But yet here we are.
No, I would have believed you.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have wanted more details?
I tended to think everything was pretty much up for grabs this year.
Yeah. The Federal Reserve has set up a special task force. They want to get this coin thing figured out. A coronavirus-driven coin shortage. There are businesses that are offering incentives for you to come in and pay with exact change. A friend of mine said she used exact change the other day, and she was not aware that there was a coin shortage. And she was puzzled as to the reaction she got. It was like she was curing cancer. They were so pleased when she paid with actual change.
Here's the thing. I have a $20 bill in my wallet. I typically don't have money, but I have this $20 bill, and I'm thinking about how I'm going to spend it. Because I'm going to use it in such a way where I'm going to spend $20.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hmm.
So that might mean buying something somewhere and saying, put the rest in my tank.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. So you use the exact amount of money.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask anybody to break that $20 bill.
Well, there you go. You're a solid American.
It's true.
We're all going to be asked to do our part. Over by there in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, ya hater, Jim Holton. He decided it was time to turn in all the change he's been keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Holton started saving up coins 20 years ago.
Yeah.
His oldest son was born, and he would keep his change every time he ran out to get coffee or
sure,
get stuff done. Now, we all do that.
Yeah.
But what I do is every couple of months, I go and I turn that change in. This guy had just been sitting on the change this entire time.
Right.
Buckets and buckets and containers full of coins in this guy's house. He says, he goes out for coffee every day. That's 60 cents a day right there.
Yeah.
The big plan was eventually he was going to do something like go to Europe or something. He was saving up all of this change, thinking someday I'll
do something with it.
Do something really incredible with the money. They call him the Coin Master. Now, it says here in the story that that's what his friends call him. I tend to think he gave that name to himself. Call me the Coin Master.
Call me the Coin Loin.
The plan was that he wasn't going to cash in all the coins until all of his kids graduated high school. Now, his youngest is 15.
Right. But
he heard about this coin shortage and he thought, well, if ever there was a time
right,
for me to put the coins back into circulation, this is that time.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets all the change up and he figures he's got at least $1,500 in change.
That's all?
That's well,
you're going to Europe on $1,500?
Well, the plan wasn't to go just yet, Darren. It was to go after all the kids were out of high school.
So what? That's another couple.
3 years, yeah.
Another $100?
Well, but this is the thing. And it's kind of a fun game show to play. And if you have a fun bank teller, they'll play along with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the bank tellers will introduce the idea. How much do you think you have?
They used to do that.
Mine still do, and I get a kick out of it.
Uh-huh.
What do you think you have here?
Well, because I typically know when I'm not saving my change now,
because
I'm not using any money.
Right.
But when I did save change and it was time to take it in, I typically knew about what it always was.
I guess now when I go to my credit union and I turn the change in, I just put it in the machine and then it prints out a voucher that I take up to the teller.
So how much do you take it? How much is it when you normally take it in?
Oh, I've had it be as high as $100.
Oh, I've never had it that high.
But that might be from like a solid year.
Yeah.
A year and a half of collecting change.
No, I would typically take it in when it's probably about $40 or $50.
I have a big giant jug that I use, so
I have a bag.
I haul that in, I dump it in, and then I put the money in checking, whatever. He thought he had $1,500. It turns out the grand total was $5,356.
Well, there you go.
And 5 cents.
Now, if you're working at the bank and you have him guess and he says $1,500, and you come back and go, hey, congratulations, you had $2,000 here. This is my, by the way, this is my first day on the job. And I'm quitting at the end of the day.
He's had all of this coin in his house again 20 years ago when the oldest was born. Had to bring the coins in on a dolly, which he says felt like it weighed about 300 pounds. And as for his plans now that he's gotten rid of all these coins, I have to imagine that feels pretty satisfying that all the coins are out of the house, right?
You start all over again.
He says no.
No, he's not.
No, he says he collected these coins and he's happy to put them back in circulation because the country needs them. But he says, I'm going to find another creative way to set aside money. I'm done with the coins.
I did notice yesterday at Hy-Vee that they were taking cans back.
At some Hy-Vees.
This was the one that was on Devil's Glen, but...
Yeah, the Devil's Glen one I know is, but you have to kind of jump through some hoops to make that happen, right?
Not... Well, they were taking them outside.
Yeah, right. Right.
We're not doing that inside.
No, nor should you.
No.
Right. Yeah, not every Hy-Vee is taking back cans.
I got you.
If you've got cans you want to bring back, call ahead and find out what the situation is, because it's not what it used to be.
Right.
You do it outside, and they have limits, right? They've always had limits.
Yeah, I would imagine they have limits.
Right.
And we're not even talking about cans.
Number four.
Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy are going to resume production. They suspended making new shows for Wheel and Jeopardy back in March.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, COVID-19. But they are going to start filming here.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made changes to the sets.
So that they're farther apart?
Yes. Wheel of Fortune has been redesigned to provide proper social distancing between contestants. Although you're all touching the same wheel, so I don't know about that.
But not on Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, the set's been redesigned to allow more space between the podiums.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to do too much.
Yeah, and let's make sure you keep all of those people far enough away from Alex Trebek, who's got his own health issues.
But he was a decent distance anyway.
Right, but he also, part of the deal with him for all these years is he walks over and does the interview.
Well, we don't.
He'll just
do that
from
anymore.
His podium now. Yeah, and he won't come over and. No. Probably congratulate you at the end for your winning. He'll just do that from his podium. He says he will continue to host the show for as long as he can.
Why don't you people sit there, you savages?
Sony Pictures. You don't touch Alex Trebek. The man's a national treasure. Two nations in North America.
There's no bubblegum blowing here. No,
Alex.
You're not chewing bubblegum.
What is Mesopotamia?
No.
The productions, according to this statement here from Sony Pictures Television, the productions have protocols in place in accordance with current government guidelines to protect contestants, staff, crew, and talent from the spread of COVID-19. While some things may have changed behind the scenes and on set to keep everyone safe, fans can expect to see the same Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy that they have come to love when the season starts. Jeopardy is doing a retrospective called 20 of the Most Compelling Shows in History. The most compelling Jeopardy shows of all time. That's what they're airing this week.
Okay.
What makes for a compelling Jeopardy show?
A close match.
Oh, that must be it. So like somebody just winning by like a dollar or something? What makes something compelling? I like it when there's somebody on that has no business being on there.
Can you imagine if you were on Jeopardy finally? You get the call.
Yeah.
You get the call. You've got the backpack. Mm-hmm. It's already packed. You're go.
Mm-hmm.
It's final Jeopardy. And you get the question, what television show lost out to Mr. Terrific and the Iron Horse? And you just look. You just look to the camera. And just give the most knowing.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I would love that.
It'd be like,
what is Star Trek?
What is Star Trek?
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. I got a feeling.
What show finished third?
It's going to be, what's your middle name? And I'm not going to know how to spell it. That's what's going to happen.
Daniel.
Is it I before E? That looks right, but I'm not positive about it. I don't know.
Yeah, what Elton John song?
Right? Right. Alex, I'll take, Alec, I'll take,
Daniels?
Alex?
What is?
Alex, I'll take blank Day Lewis's for 1,000. Oh, what have I done?
What is Boone?
I'm sorry, we're going to need you to write down all of it.
Oh, how many O's in Boone?
Number five.
There is a ton of really bad medicine being practiced online where people who are not doctors are expressing opinions. People who purport themselves to be doctors have some pretty wacky ideas. This is an actual doctor who says, washing with soap is damaging to your skin. Dr. James Hablin is saying that if you use soap, it's not a good idea in the shower because you're confusing your body.
And it's confused already.
You're already.
Believe me, at that hour, it's like, why are we awake?
At any hour.
Any hour.
This is confusing your body's natural response to dirt, he says in his new book, Clean: The New Science of Skin. Dr. Hamblin says that using cleaning agents like soap can affect the balance of natural microbiomes. Quote, while we have long thought about our skin as a barrier to separate us from the outside world, growing knowledge about the microbiome suggests that skin is instead a dynamic interface with our environment.
It also keeps all my organs from falling on the floor.
Well, it is handy for that. Although technically your skin is itself an organ.
It's the biggest organ.
Well,
second biggest.
Easy. He says about soap, he says, I gradually use less and less. And because I was using less and less soap,
go ahead.
I needed less and less soap. He says, my skin slowly became less oily and I got fewer patches of eczema. I didn't smell like pine trees or lavender, but I also didn't smell like the oniony body odor that I used to get when my armpits, when I was, you know, getting plastered with deodorant.
You sound gross. I don't have any of that.
Well, again, this guy says that using soap is tricking your body into doing things it's not supposed to do. That there's a natural response to dirt, and by covering it up with soap, you're telling your body not to do those things.
Well, maybe we use too much soap. I think you probably need soap, but maybe some of us. I know if you're Reuben Kincaid taking a shower and shampooing, you're probably using too much.
He says you shouldn't stop showering altogether.
Okay, I won't.
But he says in this book, we need to think about questioning rituals that are considered a necessity.
Remember that whole campaign about when there was a water crisis about showering with a friend?
I remember that being a bumper sticker. I don't think that was a campaign. I don't think that was an official campaign, Darren.
No, I think it was.
I think that was a way for creepy hippies to do weird stuff in the bathroom.
Right.
I don't think that was
a... But it was an initiative.
I think it was really much more of a clever bumper sticker. I don't think anyone actually did it, did they?
We're
trying to save water.
Yeah, let's save water.
He says, if you skip a day of showering, you won't look oily or smell like an onion. I don't emanate some offensive odor, and I don't really get oily looking. I smell like a person. Not the only expert warning against using soap in the shower. There's a case study on the Harvard Health website that also says showering every day is bad for your skin. Reading here from that, it says daily showers do not improve your health, could cause skin problems or other health issues, and importantly, they waste a lot of water. Also, the oils, perfumes, and other additives in shampoos, conditioners, and soaps may cause problems of their own, such as allergic reactions.
What's with this smelling like an onion business?
He says his body odor is kind of oniony, I guess. I could see that. Like, you have kind of a, your funk is kind of an oniony funk, yeah?
I work the midway at the fair.
Harvard Air, in their study, says there's no ideal frequency, but experts suggest showering several times a week is plenty. Unless you're grimy, sweaty, or have other reasons to shower more often. Short showers, 3 to 4 minutes. And you really need to just focus on your armpits and your groin. No problem there, Doc.
It's where I start, it's where I end.
The armpits and groin in the shower, that's what I call the Alpha and the Omega.
Sometimes that's all that gets cleaned. Sometimes that's the...
I spend a lot of time on one area, not as much on the other.
Sometimes I don't even get in the shower. I just point the water that direction.
Just hose me off.
Uh-huh.
3 to 4 minutes is not enough time to get anything done.
What is your
I need 3 to 4 minutes just to wake up in there.
Yeah, just to let it beat on you a little bit.
Right.
How long is your shower?
My daily shower is, I would say, 9 to 10 minutes.
I think mine is about, by looking at the clock when I walk in there,
yeah,
and then looking at the clock when I'm done, I think it's about 9 minutes.
I think I'm always a little startled, like, wow, I was in there a lot longer than I thought I was.
Well, I had a few things to get accomplished.
There's that. But there's also, I mean, part of the ritual is just kind of like, all right, this is how I'm going to wake up.
Yes, of course.
Right.
And if it's a situation where it's winter time,
mm-hmm,
and you get in there and it's cold,
mm-hmm,
and you got that hot water going, it's like, well, I'm staying in here for a while.
Is there a Seinfeld episode where you take a shower and it doesn't take? Have you ever had that happen? That's a Seinfeld episode, right?
That was the one where they had the low flow showers and their hair was all...
Have you ever had this happen where you take a shower in the morning and then you realize, like, I took that shower, but it really didn't get anything accomplished. I need to go take another one.
No, but I've...
For whatever reason, the shower didn't do any good.
I've had to get back in the shower because I didn't get all the soap off of me.
Okay, that's an issue.
You know, it's like, wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm still...
Look in the mirror and there's just soap all over
you. Do I have rabies? I didn't even accomplish this.
What happened here?
And then, of course, there's also the shampoo amnesia.
Right. Did I put it on or not?
Wait a minute.
Right.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Guess I was just getting into it. Now it's done. That's the top five
things. That's not fair.
Well, listen, we'll have...
Oh, snap!
We'll have more of them. Don't panic.
I'm going to listen to this one again.
Well, you certainly are allowed to do that. I hope you
I'm
going
to try
do.
To memorize it. That's quite an undertaking.
Wow, that would be a new level of insanity. Be free to do what you want with it. We don't judge. Thanks so much for downloading and subscribing and checking out the top five things.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, and edibles. Sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Until we get a chance to do another one of these podcasts for you, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
We're taking